Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, and welcome to this season of the podcast, which is Every Day with Jesus. And if you're just tuning in with us, I'm thrilled that you're here. My name's Travis, and in just a moment, I'm going to read a passage out of the Gospel of John, chapter 19, so you can begin to go there. And that's what we have been doing, and that's what we do. We are getting up in the morning and open up our Bible, reading a passage. I make a few comments about the historical context, and then I try to talk about our lives a little bit and ask us a question, and hopefully that sends us into a time with Jesus that then lasts throughout the day. And so one of the things we're discovering is, you know, how God is rebooting His church and how He's rebooting the people of God in the midst of this crazy COVID-19 season. And we're discovering that He's wanting to plug us back into Him. He's wanting to remind us of how wonderful and irresistible, you know, He is. And some of us feel like He's wonderful and some of us don't. Some of us know that He's wonderful even if we don't feel that right now. And it's not all about feelings. And so we're being intentional as His disciples, as His apprentices, to spend a little bit of time with Him in the morning as He spent a little bit of time with His Father in the morning. And then we're continuing that conversation throughout the day as He clearly continued that conversation with His Father throughout the day. And so the simplicity of prayer, praying without ceasing, conversation with Jesus, no pressure. Pressure destroys relationship no matter what the relationship is. And I know that I say this often, but if you're feeling pressure, it's not coming from God. It's coming from Satan or yourself or someone else, but it is not coming from God. And so go ahead and turn to John chapter 19, and we're going to be reading in or beginning in verse 25. And so let's begin a conversation with Jesus. And the title of this podcast is Behold Your Mother. Verse 25, near the cross of Jesus stood His mother, His mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw His mother and the disciple whom He loved standing nearby, He said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is an amazing passage. And it's not a very well-known passage. And I don't know why it's not. It happens when Jesus is hanging on the cross. And He was on the cross for hours. It took hours for cross victims to die. And it was excruciating. I mean, one of the greatest empires in the history of the world, the Roman Empire, and some of the greatest minds of that empire got together and discovered the most painful, longest, inhumane, agonizing way to kill someone. And what they came up with was death by crucifixion. And it was the Roman government saying, "Don't cross us. Don't challenge us. Obey. Or you will die in the most excruciating, painful, exposing, agonizing way possible." And this podcast is really not about death on a cross. But it was hard to talk when you were dying on the cross, because the way they stretched you out as your wrists were nailed to the cross beam and your feet were nailed to the base or the main beam, the way that the Romans spread the victim on the cross out, you had to actually press up on your feet and lift up on your wrist in order to take a breath, because you have to take a breath to actually talk. And so to talk, to get words out of your mouth, you had to press or pull up on the nails, which only made the most excruciating way to die even more excruciating. And Jesus said, I think it's seven things. I'd have to count. I didn't count before this podcast. But Jesus, I think, said seven things on the cross. And this is one of those seven. But the point I'm trying to make is you only say what's most important to you when it is more painful than you can ever imagine to say something. You only say what is most, most important to you. And so the title, again, of this podcast is Behold Your Mother. So there is Jesus, and he's dying, and we don't know how many hours it's been, but he looks down from the cross, and he sees his mother, Mary. And then he sees the disciple whom Jesus loved, which is John, which is the one that's probably writing this gospel, who was probably Jesus' best friend, probably Jesus' closest friend, and evidently the only one of the disciples that's there at the foot of the cross. So there's the mother, there's Jesus' mother, there's John, and Jesus says, Mom, here's your son. And then he looks at the disciple, his best friend, and he says, and John, here is your mother. And from that time on, this disciple took Mary into his home. This passage is so beautiful. It is so profound. And it is Mother's Day this coming Sunday. But Jesus was an other person first person. Are you a other person first person? Jesus said that the only way to live life that is actually abundant life is to be an other person first person. The only way to live with vision is to be another person first person. The only way to always have vision every day and every season, no matter what, is to be an other person first person, because when you're another person first person, there's always another person to put first. Always. And this must begin, this vision, this other person first person vision for life must begin with those that are tightest and closest to us, with those concentric circles that are most close to us, that make up the lives that we've been given. And so Jesus is on the cross and he is thinking about his mother. He's putting her first. It's so relational. It is so tender. It is so sacrificial that Jesus on the cross, dying for the sin of the world, would make sure that his mother is okay. He says, Mom, this is what he says in essence. Mom, I love you. I want you to be taken care of. I'm grateful for you. Thank you. I see you. I want to provide for you. I want to take care of you. You're amazing. And again, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. And a mother's job is maybe the hardest job in the entire world. It's probably the most important job in the entire world. It's definitely the most thankless job in the entire world. It's the most constant job. There's no lunch break. And often moms don't see fruit for a long, long time. And there's occasions where moms never see the fruit that they want to see. And this passage is just, it's mind-blowing. And it's so big, yet at the same time, it has very, very practical application of seeing our moms the way that Jesus saw his mom, no matter what the season, even if we're in a really difficult time, even if we're really busy, even if we're in pain, even if this or that, seeing our moms the way that Jesus saw his mom. And so what does it look like to communicate this to your mom? Regardless of the kind of mother that your mom was or is, I bet she did or is doing her very best, but what does it look like to be like this, to be disciples of Jesus in this way? What does it look like to show your mom how grateful you are for her, how extraordinary she has been to you? What does it look like to thank her and bless her for all that she's poured into your life? Whether you're still, you know, in your mom's house and you're under her leadership, or whether you've, you know, launched as an adult, what does it look like to communicate how grateful you are and how much you care about your mother in anticipation of Mother's Day? Because remember, Mother's Day is coming on Sunday. So let's just spend a little bit of time being grateful for our moms and all they've poured into us. You know, and some of us didn't have a great mom. You know, maybe she died when we were very young, or maybe she was caught up in addiction and her own agenda, and she was almost totally absent. And if that's the case, there's still room for gratefulness. But there's also an invitation to let God mother you. Now that sounds weird, because typically we don't refer to God as a mother. But remember, God, who is spirit, transcends gender. Remember, both genders, male and female, came out of God. Both genders bear God's image. So it's okay to say, let God mother you. It's also a little bit weird because we're not used to hearing that. But God is parent. And let him mother you. Let him show you his tenderness, his love, his compassion. Let him hold you. Let him be what your mother should have been or tried to be or was in preparing you to see God as the embodiment of tenderness and mercy and love and hugs and welcome and smiles, you know, when you walk into the room. And just before I close this podcast, I just want to say to my mom, Mom, thank you for lighting up when I walked into the room. Thank you for, no matter what conversation you were in, when I entered the room, you directed your attention to me. You smiled. You let me know that you saw me and that you liked what you saw. And you lit up when I, your son, walked in the room. I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. I love you. And so let's spend a little bit of time in this passage, and it's such a big passage about Jesus, but it's such a practical passage about how Jesus felt about his mother and how he responded to his mother, even in his moment of greatest pain. So let's just think about that. Let's just go there. Let's allow God to speak through us to our moms as we anticipate Mother's Day. So pray and meditate and read the passage, journal a little bit, and begin to have a conversation with Jesus today, the Jesus that even when he's doing the biggest thing, seems to be focused on those that are closest to him. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.